Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Al Boley, Carol Gibbons, Oscar Celestine, and Gracie Fields, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 4th, marked the birth in 1903 in Clinton, Massachusetts, of Richard Carroll Gibbons. He studied classical piano at the New England Conservatory in Boston before going to London in 1924 with Rudy Valley to play in the Boston Orchestra, the resident band at the Berkeley Hotel. In 1926, he led his own band, the Sylvians, at the Savoy Hotel, and the following year took over as leader of the Savoy Orpheans from DeBroy Summers. When the Orpheans disbanded in 1928, Gibbons became director of light music at HMV and put together their house band, the Mayfair Dance Orchestra. In 1930, he was back in the U.S. and worked with Harry Warren and Richard Rodgers, providing music for MGM's 1930 Broadway revue Crazy Quilt, starring Fanny Brice. He returned to London in 1931 to lead the new Savoy Orpheans, and he frequently broadcast from the hotel with a small group called the Boyfriends, consisting of members of the main band. He eventually became director of entertainment at the hotel and held that position until his death on May 10, 1954. Here's Carol Gibbons. Thank you.
past a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane, a touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower beds, the blossoms raise their thirsty heads, a perfume thank you they seem to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. 'Twas just a garden in the rain, and then the sun came out again and sent us happily on our way.
Birthday gift reveals to me that at heart you're really not so bad. And if I add your funny face appeals to me, well, please don't think I've suddenly gone mad. You have all the qualities of Peter Pan, and I'd go far before I'd find a sweeter Pan. And yet I love your funny face. Your sunny, funny face. For you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got a lot of personality. And a thousand laughs I've found in having you around. Though you're no Gloria Swanson, for worlds I'd not replace your sunny, funny face. Thank you.
a cute record. Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends with the xylophone stylings of Rudy Starita and Magic Notes, recorded December 19, 1931. Carol's boyfriends were a combo group made up of selected players from the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, and Carol directed them from the piano. Before Magic Notes, we heard Whispering Jack Smith, backed by Carol Gibbons and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra on September 19, 1928, and George and Ira Gershwin's Funny Face. Whispering Jack Smith was preceded by George Olson and his music, with the vocal by Fran Fry, and A Garden in the Rain from April 10, 1929. So, why did we play George Olson in a tribute to Carol Gibbons? Well, A Garden in the Rain was written by Carol Gibbons, with the lyrics by James Dyrenforth. We began the show with Carol Gibbons' radio theme song, which he also composed, On the Air, recorded by the Orpheans on October 26, 1932, with the vocal by Harry Bentley. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on January 9th, in 1898, Grace Stansfield was born in Lancashire, England. You may know her better as Gracie Fields. In 1918, she won the part of Sally Perkins in the musical Mr. Tower of London, which ran for 7 years. She began recording in 1928, and by 1933 had sold over 4 million records, ranging from novelty songs to ballads. Her film debut came in 1931 with Sally in Our Alley, from which came Sally, her theme song. She appeared in numerous films in the 1930s, and in 1940 she moved to the U.S. During World War II, she toured extensively, entertaining troops, appearing in films including Stage Door Canteen, and on her own radio program. After the war, she returned to England and was featured in a series of radio shows, but remained popular in the U.S. She made her 10th Royal Command performance and final London appearance in 1978. Gracie Fields died on September 27, 1979, on the Isle of Capri, but not before she was made Dame Commander of the British Empire. Here are three from Gracie Fields.
Different thing. To some it's health, to some it's wealth, to some it's only what love can bring. Please don't blame me if I'm human too. watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. You can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub, everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
I'm looking on the bright side, though I'm walking in the shade, sticking out my chest, hoping for the best, looking on the bright side of life. I'm waiting for the right tide, and if luck comes to my aid, giving me a break, I shall be awake, looking on the bright side of life. Today I'm in the shadow, tomorrow may be. The clouds will lift and let the sun shift over to me. I'm looking on the bright side, though today's all care and strife. I can wear a grin, sticking out my chin, looking on the bright side of life. Sometimes gray days make us weary, and nothing seems worthwhile. Though it's difficult, just keep cheering, and stay with us. Sticking out my chest, hoping for the best, looking on the bright side of life. But now I'm waiting for the right tide, and if luck comes to my aid, giving me a break, I shall be awake, looking on the bright side of life. Today I'm in the shadow, tomorrow may be. The clouds will lift and let the shift over to me. I'm looking on the bright side, though today's all care and strife. I can wear a grin, sticking out my chin, looking on the bright side of life.
Gracie Fields, born January 9th, 1898. We started with Da Silva Brown and Henderson's I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, with the orchestra conducted by Carol Gibbons on November 29th, 1929. Next, Gracie was Singing in the Bathtub on February 14th, 1930. Singing in the Bathtub was written by Herb Magidson, Michael Cleary, and Ned Washington. And we finished up with Gracie Looking on the Bright Side, words and music by Howard Flynn, and the orchestra conducted by Ray Noble on July 27th, 1932.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request? Have a comment about the show? Well, we love to get email, and you can send your requests or comments by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, New Year's Day marked the birth in 1884 in Napoleonville, Louisiana, of Oscar Celestine. He learned to play guitar, mandolin, cornet, and trombone, and in 1906 moved to New Orleans, where he played in various brass bands. He first formed his own band in 1910 and opened at the Tuxedo Dance Hall, where the band was resident until 1913. He organized a brass band called the Tuxedo Brass Band, and together with trombonist Bill Ridgely, formed the Tuxedo Orchestra, which recorded for OK in 1925. The band names referred not to the Tuxedo Dance Hall, but to the band's standard attire of tuxedos. Celestine left the music business during the Depression and worked at a shipyard. After World War II, he returned to music full-time and appeared on radio and television. He died in New Orleans on December 15, 1954, of stomach cancer. Here's Oscar Papa Celestine. Thank you. Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra and an Oscar Celestine composition, it's Jam Up, recorded by Columbia in New Orleans on October 25, 1927. Columbia made 6 visits to New Orleans in the 20s and recorded Celestine's band on 4 of those. On April 11, 1927, they recorded the band playing As You Like It, with Celestine and Richard Alexis playing unison cornet, which we heard before, it's Jam Up. We began with Original Tuxedo Rag, another Celestine composition recorded on January 23, 1925 by O.K. with William Ridgely on trombone. Oscar Papa Celestine, born January 1, 1884. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, January 7th, marked the birth in 1899 in Mozambique of Albert Alec Boley. His father was Greek, his mother Lebanese, and he grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa. He studied banjo and guitar and joined Edgar Adler's band in 1923 and toured South Africa and India before moving to Calcutta and Singapore as featured vocalist with Jimmy Lakim's band. His recording career began in Berlin, Germany in 1927 with various groups including Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators, George Carhart's New Yorkers, and Fred Bird's Salon Symphonic Jazz Band. Boley arrived in London in 1928 and worked with Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel. Between 1930 and 33, he recorded nearly 700 songs, the most notable being with Ray Noble's New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and the Roy Fox Band. He sang with Fox at the Monsignor Restaurant and stayed with the band after it was taken over by Lou Stone. In 1934, Al went to the U.S. with Noble, playing New York's Rainbow Room and recording for Victor. He also had his own NBC radio series and appeared in the big broadcast of 1936, where he sang Ray Noble's composition Goodnight, Sweetheart. He returned to England in 1936 and formed his own Radio City Rhythm Makers. He also worked with the bands of Maurice Winnick, Sid Lipton, Geraldo, Ken Snake Hips Johnson, and others, and teamed up with singer Jimmy Messini in a stage act called the Radio Stars with Two Guitars. Al Boley died when a German bomb exploded outside his London apartment on April 17, 1941. Here's Al Boley.
Here's some news, you can print it if you choose, just to prove the times have changed a lot. Though it may sound strange to you, it is absolutely true, you can believe it or not. Since making whoopee became all the rage, it's even got to the old birdcage. My canary has circles under his eyes. I thought he'd never do anything wrong. Now he does snake hips the whole day long. My canary has circles under his eyes. His only pals are the yellow lark, just a tiny sparrow. But I'm afraid when he's in the park, he leaves the straight and narrow. I've raised this bird in a manner so strict, yet I've a feeling I'm being tricked. Cause my canary has circles under his eyes. Thank you.
about my love song I'm singing. Breezes that play, seek you and say, my fate will be never ending. Over the blue sea, wind of my dreams, bring back a message, tell me love gleams in her dear eyes, and paradise waits for me over the blue.
Great big bunch of you, a little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, a little why, a little who's this, a little what's this, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little luck, what have we got? Well, you know what, a little who's this, a little what's this, and a great big bunch of you.
Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans once again in 1932, with Al Boley performing the vocal on A Great Big Bunch of You, written by Mort Dixon and Harry Warren. That was preceded by Al with the Roy Fox Band, November 5, 1931, and Over the Blue. We began with Al and Howard Godfrey's Waldorfians in 1929 and My Canary Has Circles Under His Eyes, written by Jack Golden, with the lyrics by Ted Kohler and Edward Pola.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for
This Week in Recording History.
Yes, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to get us started is George Olson and his music.
You've done to me, when I look at you, I'm glad that I was born here, cause you make me feel so very hot, cha-cha-chornia. Say, young lady, how about a kiss? Hey, young lady, heaven must be like this, some kid, some fun, some stuff, awesome, baby. Say, young lady, you son of a gun, what have you done to me? When I look at you, I'm glad that I was born here, cause you make me feel so very hot, child. Watch your churn you. La to do dee doodle do do. What did do doodle doodle do da da do doodle do? I do. What did do some kid, some fun, some stuff, awesome baby. Say, young lady, you son of a gun, what have you done to me?
All aboard, come on, little kiddies, for the Sleepy Town Express.
Now put your playthings down. Take a trip with me to the Jubilee down in Sleepy Town. Climb into your 90s, close your eyes and rest, cause we're going away for a holiday on the Sleepy Town Express.
Oh, we're gonna meet Jack and we're gonna meet Jill. They live in a shack on a pumpkin pie hill. It's an all-night trip on a pillow slip for the Sleepy Town Express. We're gonna pick cakes by the lemonade stream. Sail over the lakes full of honey and cream. And Sandman Dear is the engineer on the Sleepy Town Express. All the little tots down in Sleepy Town are waiting to meet the train. With their licorice shoes and chocolate hats and peppermint candy canes. We'll paddle and splash in the soda pop pools on Plum Pudding Beach where there ain't no schools. Go to bed, don't wait, or you'll be too late for the Sleepy Town Express.
All aboard! All aboard! Can't you hear the wheels a-clickin' on the silver-plated rails? While the kitty cats meow goodbye and wave the pretty tails, all the maidens on the Milky Way are shining up the moon, cause they know the Sleepy Town Express is coming very soon. We will stop and pay a visit to the woman in the shoe, and we'll call her Cinderella and old Mother Hubbard too. When you hear the winter tootin', tootin', tootin' down the flue, then the Sandman will be coming with the chooka-chooka-choo.
Ben Burney and all the lads were all aboard the Sleepy Town Express, written by Haven Gillespie with the vocal by Ben Burney on January 10, 1931. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Say Young Lady, performed by George Olsen and his music exactly 71 years ago on January 11, 1933. The vocalist on Say Young Lady was Dick Gardner, who also played alto sax, clarinet, and violin in the band, but was not the same Dick Gardner who was with Spike Jones in his City Slickers in the late 40s and played clarinet while standing on his head. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.